Welcome in. Today we're doing a classic jungle and a old school drum and bass move, the Thinkerwind. Moment, this is that hype control trick, where the music slams the brakes, the crowd gets teased for a second, and then the drop restarts with even more weight. And the quickest way to build it in Ableton Live 12, especially as a beginner, is to jam it in session view like a DJ, then record that performance into arrangement view and tighten the edit. By the end, you'll have two things. First, a session view setup with clips and scenes you can launch like a mini performance. Second, a finished arrangement with a clean rewind moment that feels authentic, not cheesy. Alright, let's set the room up. Start with a new live set. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's the sweet spot for jungle and old school DnB energy. Up in a top bar, turn on the metronome for now, just while we build. And set global quantization to 1 bar. This matters a lot. If quantization is wrong, your clip launches will feel messy and the rewind moment won't land clean. Now make a simple track layout so you're not hunting around later. Track 1 is drums, break. Track 2 is drums, kick and snare reinforcement. Track 3 is bass. Track 4 is vocal or effects, like your rewind cue. And optionally track 5 can be a master effects or bus track, but we can keep it simple for now. Now we're going to build the core groove in session view. Think of session view like a DJ control panel, not just a loop grid. We're going to keep the clips straightforward, and we'll put the drama into how we perform it. Mutes, filter sweeps, echo throws. On track 1, bring in a break sample. Think break, amen-ish. Anything in that family works. Drag it into an empty clip slot. Click the clip so you see it in the clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. And set preserve to transients. This usually keeps the groove punchy. Set the loop to 1 or 2 bars to start. You can go longer later, but 1 or 2 bars is perfect for building. Now here's a super beginner-friendly way to get that old-school bounce fast. Right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing or transient preset. Now you've got a drum rack with slices of the break. This is great, because you can reprogram stutters and little edits without doing complicated audio chopping. Make a simple 1-bar pattern. Keep it classic. Snare on 2 and 4. And then sprinkle a few ghost notes and little kicks around it. The goal is not perfection, it's attitude. If it makes you nod your head, it's working. Now process the break just enough to feel solid. EQ8 on the break track, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear rumble that will fight your sub later. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Add drum bus, drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep boom subtle, tuned around 50 to 70 Hz if you use it at all. And if the break feels soft, push transients up a touch. We're aiming for punch without murdering the groove. Now track 2, reinforcement. This is the modern trick that still keeps the break feeling real. Add a drum rack with a tight short kick and a crisp snare, or a snare plus clap layer. Put a saturator on it with soft clip turned on. Then EQ8, high pass the snare layer around 150 Hz so the lows don't get messy. And if anything's painfully sharp, shave a little top end. The mindset here is, the break provides character, the reinforcement provides stability. Now let's create structure using scenes. In session view, we'll make rows that represent the sections of the moment. Create 5 scenes and name them clearly. Scene 1. Roll 1. 8 bars. Scene 2. Roll 2. 8 bars of iteration. Scene 3. Hype. 1 bar. Scene 4. Rewind. 1 to 2 bars. Scene 5. Drop restart. 8 bars. If your roll clips are currently 1-bar loops, that's okay. You can still record an 8-bar section by letting it repeat, but it's often nicer to set clip length to 8 bars and add a tiny variation or fill near the end. Even one small change helps it feel like a real arrangement, not a loop. Rename the clips to Roll A, Roll B, Hype, Rewind, Drop. When you're performing and recording, clear names keep you from panicking. Now the main event, building the rewind moment in session view in a practical, controllable way. We're going to think of it as 3 layers. Layer 1 is stutter or repeat. Layer 2 is tape slowdown vibe. Layer 3 is the spin back cue, meaning vocal and effects that tell the listener what's about to happen. Layer 1, stutter. On the break track, duplicate your rolling clip into a new clip slot and call it rewind stutter. In that clip, we want the ending to get more frantic. A DnB friendly pattern is, last half bar goes 8th notes, then 16th notes, then a quick 30-second burst right before the stop. If you slice the break to a drum rack, this is easy. Just repeat a slice, often a snare or a crunchy hit, and speed up the rhythm. If you're working with raw audio, You can also temporarily jump to arrangement view to cut and repeat visually, then come back. Either way is fine. Layer 2. Tape slowdown feel. On the break track, add auto filter and redux. Yes, redux. We're not using it like 8-bit chiptune. We're using it to help sell that degrading, downshifting energy. For now, don't automate yet. Just get ready to perform it. Auto filter will sweep down from bright to dark like 12kHz down to around 500hz. Redux can have its downsample nudged a bit during the rewind to make things feel like they're falling apart in a satisfying way. Optional. Add a tiny short reverb. Just a smear, not a wash. Layer 3. The spinback cue. On track 4, bring in a short vocal like a rewind. Or pull it up. Put it into a 1-bar clip. Name it hype. Add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20-35%. Darken the echo with a built-in filter so it's not too bright. High pass around 200hz. Low pass around 6-8kHz. Add a reverb after it. Decay around 1.2-2.5 seconds, and keep the mix modest, like 10-25%. You want space and hype, but you still want it to punch. Now we're going to jam it like a DJ. And this is where it becomes fun. Before you record, quick coach tip. Do 2 passes if you want a cleaner result. Pass 1 is just structure. Launch scenes cleanly in order. No knob moves. Pass 2 is performance. Same scene order, but now you do the filter sweep, echo throw, and mutes. You can keep whichever pass is better, or even steal the automation from one and the clip placement from the other. Let's do it. Turn on session record. That's the circle up in the top bar. Launch roll 1. Let it ride for 8 bars. Then launch roll 2. Then launch hype for 1 bar. Right after the hype bar, launch rewind. While rewind is playing, perform the slowdown. Pull that auto filter cutoff down fast so the drums go from bright to underwater. Increase echo feedback briefly on the vocal if you want that call hanging in the air feeling. And here's the physical part. Mute the bass during the rewind. Removing weight is what makes the pull-up feel real. The restart hits harder because the low end disappears, then snaps back. Then launch drop restart and bring everything back at full power. Nice. Now we print it to arrangement. Press tab to go to arrangement view. You should see your performance laid out on the timeline. Press space to play and check the flow. Now clean it. If you accidentally launched a wrong clip or doubled something, delete those bits. Select the rewind region and consolidate it with Command J on Mac or Control J on Windows. That makes it easier to edit as a clean chunk. Now we do a few tight arrangement moves to make it hit like old school. First, the hard stop micro gap. Right at the end of the hype bar, cut out a tiny slice of time. Think 1/8 beat to 1/4 beat. Just a tiny silence. That little vacuum is the everyone leans forward moment. It screams rewind incoming without needing fancy plugins. Second, the rewind ramp. During the rewind bar, automate 3 things. Automate track volume to dip slightly, like the room is pulling back. Automate auto filter cutoff to sweep down quickly. And if you want extra aggression, automate drum bus drive up briefly then back down. It should feel like strain, then release. Third, the restart impact. On the first beat of the restart, add 1 strong marker, a crash, or a ride hit. If you have a sub drop, you can add it, but keep it short. You're trying to frame the downbeat, not overwhelm it. Also, this is a good moment to add tiny clip fades around your cuts. Not long fades, just enough to avoid clicks while keeping it sharp. Now, quick bass so it feels like real DNB. On track 3, add wavitable. Choose a basic shape that's sine-ish or triangle-ish. Put a low-pass filter, like LP24, and give the filter envelope a short decay so it has a bit of movement. Program a simple rolling pattern around F1 or G1. Mostly 8th notes with a little syncopation is enough. Add a compressor with sidechain from your kick or drum reinforcement. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 2-10 milliseconds. Release 60-120 milliseconds. You're going for bounce and space, not extreme pumping. And again, mute bass during the rewind, then slam it back right on the restart. That's the drama. Before we wrap, let's dodge the common beginner mistakes. Make sure global quantization is set to 1 bar, or your scene launches won't land right. Don't overwarp the break. Beats mode is your friend, and avoid extreme stretching that kills groove. Keep the rewind short. 1-2 bars is plenty. Make sure there's contrast before the restart. A bass mute, a filter down, a micro gap. If everything stays loud, the restart won't feel big. And watch clipping. Echo feedback plus saturation can spike fast. Keep an eye on meters and if needed, use a limiter gently to catch peaks, not to crush. Now, a quick optional upgrade that makes editing way easier. Commit the rewind is audido. Once you've got a take you like, resample it, or freeze and flatten that section. Editing one waveform makes it much easier to place micro gaps, reverse tiny hits, and do clean fades. This is one of those workflow moves that makes you feel way more in control. Mini practice exercise to lock it in, 15 to 20 minutes. Make just 3 scenes. Roll for 8 bars, rewind for 1 bar, restart for 8 bars. In the rewind scene, do you have a bar stutter that speeds up from 16ths to 30 seconds? Sweep auto filter down to about 500 HE and mute bass for the whole bar. Record your scene launches into arrangement. Then add a 1/8 beat silence right before the rewind, and a crash on a restart. Export a 20 to 30 second WAV and listen on headphones. The key question is, does the restart feel bigger than the roll? And that's the whole route. Session view is your performance lab. Roll, hype, rewind, restart as scenes. You record that performance into arrangement with session record, and the rewind impact comes from contrast, stutter, filter down, tiny gap, then full drums and bass back in.